What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That was so bad. Oh, that was so bad. Southie's back in action tonight. It's WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. That loss was so bad that you almost wondered, like, what else was going on there. Mm. And I think we maybe have a little behind-the-scenes insight.
Oh.
As to why the Celtics look so, what did Porzingis say? No personality out
yes.
there?
Yes. We have no personality out there.
Again, not what
Drago
he
Drago like. Porzingis.
That's basically it. Yeah,
I must break myself.
Ivan Porzingis. It was, well, listen, I mean, Toronto is famous for having a big nightlife. It's considered a pretty fun place to hang out.
So are a lot of places that these NBA players go to.
Absolutely. There were some young women in the crowd. Put it that way.
Mm, attractive.
There is a video shot by some guy who was in the stands at this game, at this Raptors Celtics game up there in Toronto. And he's sitting behind, like in the corner, right? So he's looking down at the bench. And then he can look over to on the right, and then if he looks over on the left, his perspective sees behind the basket. And behind the basket, there's like three girls, and you don't actually even ever see their faces. But you can see them, they get up and they start walking to the vestibule concourse or whatever. And Jason Tatum is locked in.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Locked in.
Transfixed.
Just sitting there like...
Like your son watching Tate
McRae. Exactly.
Tate McRae.
Yeah, Tate McMillan is somebody else. But yeah. is Brian here today? Is Brian running Twitch?
Yeah, he's back
Twitch?
There. He was the one who unearthed this little scandal.
He's the one who found all this.
Escandalo.
So I feel like, Brian, if you want to throw that video up there for our Twitch audience, that's fine. Jason Tatum is locked in. And apparently, the whole team was out clubbing in Toronto the night before. And there's been instances of this before. I remember very famously Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown getting into a shoving match on the sideline. I think it was in Orlando. They were down there playing the Magic in the Heat and probably going out and partying while they were down there, which obviously, I mean, listen, a bunch of young guys in their 20s in Miami. Here's the video. Jason Tatum, not blinking, just like a cat staring out a window at these lovely young Canadian, I assume, Canadian ladies who were getting up and walking around. Listen, you're a young, famous 6'10" basketball player. You're going to be looking around. I don't blame him for doing that. I don't blame anybody for doing anything like that.
If you're a middle-aged, married radio host who's short,
yeah,
you also look around.
It's true. Although
we're called men. We all do it.
Just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't look at the menu.
There are
exactly.
People like that coming to watch us do our show, I guess, is the difference. Like,
that is the difference.
You know, they're not paying $100 to sit in a chair and watch us do the show like they are paying to watch Jason Tatum come out and play basketball and so forth.
And
however,
if they catch Jason Tatum looking at him, they probably go, hey. If they catch us looking at him, they go, what the hell are you looking at?
They're calling the police. Yeah, basically. Something like that. I thought we were past this with these guys. Like, you know, I thought there was sort of... That I didn't really think about that coming up and being a problem anymore. And I'm not saying it's a major problem for this team. And I'm not even saying that's 100% the reason why they lost in Toronto. They had a bad game, but Jaylen Brown looked like he was moving a little slow. Jaylen Brown looked like he was working off something, I'd say.
Can I spin zone this?
Go ahead.
I like it. This is a good thing. Now I know why my guy looked like crap. There was a legitimate reason. So here's an idea. Stop going out and spending all your energy and being hungover before games. I actually think this, in a legit way, is better that we might have a reason. Now, I would ask, did they also go out in the other 7 losses that have piled up in the last month and a half or whatever?
Good question.
You know what I mean? So this is a one-off excuse for why they played a really bad game. And for my guy in particular, Jaylen Brown, I think that's a good thing. Overall, I actually think this blends into, are they not locked in? Do they not really care about this season? Are they complacent? Like, where's the leadership?
They were out clubbing in Oklahoma City, I think, the other night. That was one of their losses. I can't even imagine. Are there any clubs in Oklahoma City?
I'm sure there are.
There's got to be at least one, right?
I'm sure there are.
Everybody gets out and like square dances or something. Like, it's probably what the clubs in OKC are like.
It's funny. You bring this up, and I can't find it now, but there was a survey that made its way across like Boston.com where Boston was voted to have the best nightlife in like the country. And it was some
Boston, Massachusetts.
It was some weird formula that combined the number of star restaurants versus something versus something, and then you blended it all. It's why analytics are stupid. I mean, it was basically an analytical approach to nightlife.
Yeah, the big issue being, of course, that all the bars close at one. So I mean, that's gonna take you out of the running for like first overall. Yeah, they got good restaurants in Boston, sure, and there's fun bars, and I don't know, there's probably good clubs. I've never been to any of them, but I'm sure there's good clubs out there down in the Seaport. I know there's that one place everyone goes, Royale or whatever. Like that's a hot spot. People used to go out clubbing in the Theater District. I don't know if they still do anymore, but when I used to bartend down there, that's where, you know, if people were going to a club, they'd go to some place like that. But I don't know if what the scene's like with that anymore. I have no idea.
So
I'm way out of that game.
Does this bother you more or less if they went out and had a bad game?
It bothers me a little more, I think. You know, you're having a tough stretch here. Focus on the game. Focus on winning. What are you going out partying planned? Too much? If it was planned, fine.
What was like, you know that trip plans. To Toronto? How about that's a big team bonding night? Because that's all you have to do is call it team bonding and it's your excuse, right?
Sure.
Like, we went out team bonding, coach.
Yeah. I mean, they went. I don't know when they got there. Their game against New Orleans was on Sunday, and then they played Toronto on Wednesday. So I don't know when they got there. If they got there Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or what exactly the whole travel process was like. But they had time. You know, if they wanted to do some team bonding, they could do it wherever they want. They don't have to do it the night before the game, and they don't have to do it so hard that they're sluggish and ineffective the next game over a team they beat by 50 points a week ago. That's all.
We're also making some bold assumptions and extrapolations.
Major bold assumptions.
One photo, one video, one couple social media posts. I mean, we've learned this week. We first had Drake May in Cancun, didn't we? Then he was actually in the Grand Caymans.
Mm-hmm.
So we had him dead and his head going to be in a bag with the mafia in
you
Mexico.
Had that.
Yeah. Then I find out he's at a ritzy. Next I saw it was like $1,900 a night where he was staying. His room was $1,900 a night or something like that. So he was doing okay. So sometimes we jump to conclusions.
$1,900 a night, however much he paid for the engagement ring. That's an expensive trip.
Plus, I bet you the roses that were all poked in the sand and that setup was not, it was probably like a engagement package that he had to add on
it's
to the
probably a 20 grand trip on it altogether.
I think he's fine.
More than that, yeah, maybe 30
I think
grand.
He'll be okay.
30, 40?
Depends
what kind of ring. I mean, you know, they say you're supposed to do 3 months' salary. 3 months' salary for him, it's a big ring.
Yeah, but does that hold true for like athletes?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, The Rock makes 25 a movie. So if he does three movies in a movie, like, is he supposed to buy a $25 million ring to get engaged?
Yes. That's what you're supposed to do.
I was also supposed to get an engagement gift. Did you get a gift when you got engaged? I forget what they call it, but you get like a gift. Like, it's a thing for some people. The men get a
gift. Cindy got me a wedding gift. I don't know if there was an engagement gift.
I didn't get an engagement gift.
I don't think there was.
I wanted a jet ski. I'm still waiting.
So for my wedding gift, she got me an autographed framed Larry Bird jersey.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was my wedding. That was pretty cool. It's up in my basement right now. It's
nice.
My, like, prized possession.
Wow.
So, yeah, there was that. I had to get her something that cost a little more, unfortunately. But, yeah, it was. It's all about the give and take. I wanted it. Like, that's more valuable to me than what I got for her, you know? Like, she wanted what I got her. I'm not going to say what it was, but she really wanted it. But not as much as I wanted the Larry Bird jersey. Like, I wanted that more than I think she wanted the gift I gave her.
Okay. It's a give and take.
If that tells you something.
We give, they take.
Yeah, mostly, yeah. anyway, Celtics tonight taking on the Orlando Magic.
You feeling good?
Shorthanded Orlando Magic team. No Suggs. Wagner's out. I think Banchero's back. So
back.
That it's someone to keep an eye on. And I do think Orlando's a scrappy little team. If they lose to this Magic team, even with Banchero playing, and he can go off.
Didn't
go off
for 50
points.
Did they lose to him already?
Yeah. Yes, they did. But that was with Wagner playing and Suggs playing. So
sometimes the details are starting to feel like they don't matter with this team. And I mean this team, the Celtics.
Mm.
Like, again, I'll say it. The latest argument of why they're struggling is they're too talented and they have all their starters playing together. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yes,
by the way, I was wrong.
Right.
Wagner didn't play in that game. Tristan Da Silva beat him in that game that they lost earlier. So you're right. Okay, sorry. Suggs played. Wagner didn't. And Banchero certainly didn't. So, yeah, they could lose this game. Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, I put out another famous Andy Hart poll of the day on my Twitter account.
You brought your poll to work again.
Yeah, I brought my poll to work. And I said,
your friends at Northeast Men's Health.
Yes. Brought to you by friends at Northeast Men's Health.
There you go.
Simple question, Boston fans. Are you worried about the Celtics and the way they are playing? You have a prediction?
I'm going to say It's Celtics fans, so they are very optimistic. I'm going to say 65-35, yes, worried.
54-46, yes, worried.
Okay, it's closer than I had thought, but I was right about the optimism.
Yeah.
You know, because any fan of any team, a good team, should be concerned and not happy about what you're seeing here over this last month. And the fact that Celtics are only 54 worried about it tells you how pie-eyed optimistic green teamers are for the most part.
And I get it. I think they are being given the benefit of the doubt they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
They are a defending champion. I listened to Terp with Jones and Keith the other day, and he was talking about, he was bringing some of the numbers and the years after teams won titles and a little bit of regression and different things. It's normal. And just the reality is the NBA used to be all about repeating.
Yeah.
Until it wasn't. And it hasn't been. And this is the new thing. And I don't know, you know, if we can jump forward from here to say that, but you can't like the way they're playing. All I remember is us at the Garden talking about, like, undefeated this. They're going to win all these awards. You said they were the greatest Celtic team of all time. Stiz, can I update one of the questions you asked me?
What?
Stiz asked me a question earlier about you, about your takes.
Okay.
And your worst take ever. And this one is going down that road, calling this the best Celtics team of all time.
Did I say for sure that they were the best there, that they could be?
Could be was probably
could be. It sounds more like me, but yeah, either way, it's not looking great.
It is not.
Right now, that's for sure.
I can tell you that it is not.
You thought they weren't going to lose a single home game, so
unfortunately,
I don't know what you're getting on my case.
They've lost seven.
Yeah, they've lost a bunch, and that was kind of a dubious prediction anyway.
Actually, if they lose, so we're about at the halfway point,
mm-hmm.
so they could lose basically 14 games at home.
Yeah,
after losing four last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, this team stinks right now.
They're on pace.
Maybe get your ass on the court and shoot around, not in a club getting
They're 22-7. They're on pace for
They're shooting 40... shots, but it ain't baskets.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah, listen, I mean, I don't know exactly the solution here, or if Joe Mazzulla has to upend the way he coaches the team or whatever it is. I don't think any of that's happening, and I don't think that this team is a paper tiger. Like, I do think they're talented enough and good enough that they can win another championship this year. Like, I think everybody sort of agrees with that. Also, nice game by Cleveland last night. Holy crap. They got smoked. Oklahoma City, they just mopped them up like they weren't even there.
Ran them right out of town.
Yeah. That game was over in the second quarter.
Oklahoma City, dangerous.
Yeah.
Celtics right now don't feel dangerous. And I know this is recency bias.
You know why OKC is dangerous? Because there's no clubs. There's no clubs in Oklahoma. That's why.
Got one thing to focus
no
on.
No distractions.
Basketball.
Just a bunch of farmers and, you know, flat land, and that's it. That's all you got.
On that topic, quickly, the first thing that came up when I Googled Oklahoma City nightclubs was the Coyote Ugly Saloon.
Wow. Coyote Ugly.
That's the options that you have
with
to
Tyra
pick
Banks dancing on the bar?
Yeah.
Something
and
like that.
That blonde, what was the blonde girl's name in that movie? She was good.
Easy. Easy Tatum.
I forget what her name is. Trying to remember her name.
You could remember less creepily.
She's not 21 like Tate McRae, who I was talking about the other day.
What was her name?
What was her name? Hold on. Now I'm looking it up. Coyote Ugly, starring.
Tyra
you can talk
Banks.
While I'm doing this. Piper Perabo. That was her name. Piper
Who's
Perabo.
Piper Perabo?
She was the protagonist of the 2000 comedy/musical Coyote Ugly, along with Tyra Banks.
Oh, there she is.
Maria Bello was in it. Bridget Moynihan.
You like Piper?
I like Piper. I liked Piper in that movie. I don't know what she looks like now.
I'm going to tell you, she doesn't look great in some of the photos I'm seeing.
That was also, 25 years ago? I mean, that movie's been out
for
a while.
She looks pretty good in some photos.
You're Piper? I don't even know her.
Barely know her. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Well, we just did. Mike Giardi is going to be joining the show.
Yes.
Andy Hart's very excited about that. Andy, nobody likes Mike Giardi as much as Andy Hart. I mean, it's not even.
It's probably true. He's
not
my
even
guy.
Close. We'll
good
also
smelling,
get
good information, good everything.
Good smelling.
You didn't know he's one of the best smelling men in Boston sports media?
I've not gotten that close enough to him as you, I guess.
Oh. Well. Have you done like audio? Did you ever do audio where you had to get audio in like the scrums in front of a?
Not a lot, but I've done a little bit of that.
Some people smell awful.
Mm-hmm.
You get in those groups, and I will say that now that we're a younger media corps, there was a time there was some old, heavy, stinky, gross reporters.
Right.
You get behind Mike Giardi, you're like, oh, that's nice.
You're like that.
You would like him, Stiz, because he often smells of like vanilla cream or like strawberry pie.
Man, don't turn this on, Stiz.
I'm a big scent guy.
Oh, yeah. You realize this is the person who just called me creepy for saying Piper Perabo is attractive is now lusting after Mike Giardi and his scent.
That's what I'm saying. Don't turn this on, Stiz. I mean, this is you and you alone.
This is quite comfortable with who I am.
Name names.
Clearly you are.
Name names. Who stunk?
How about the smelly ones?
Yeah, who stunk?
That was the old days. We don't need to go there. Some of them might be dead. God rest their soul.
Okay. Well, I just turned dark. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's take a call here. Tyler is in Salem. Hi, Taylor. Tyler, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm actually very concerned with the Celtics. They're struggling on the offensive end. They're struggling shooting threes. Like, and someone brought it up this morning, actually, that they're in a little bit of a financial buckle with Jaylen Brown and how he's might be traded, whatever. That's just not from the Celtics, but that's just from...
That was from Dakota and Braintree, I think, right, Tyler? Thanks for the call. I think Dakota and Braintree was talking about that, and I think they had him on the morning show today. It was like a guest, right? Wasn't Dakota on the show as a guest?
Yeah, he was.
Like Celtics insider Dakota from Braintree?
And what's his report?
Who I've met, by the way, and I think is a very nice guy, but I didn't know he was a Celtics insider. He was saying that the Celtics and the new owners, whoever that's going to be, that the sale is now being discussed and that whoever the new owners are going to want to do something with these contracts because they're so far over the luxury tax and in the second apron, and that could mean Jaylen Brown gets traded.
Oh, well, I think it could be. I mean, I think that's logical speculation. You have two stars.
Mm-hmm.
You have two massive contracts.
I may have just bastardized what he said. I didn't hear the entire hit today, but I think that was the gist.
Well, they're not going to trade Tatum. Everybody loves Tatum.
Right.
So JB is going to be the one that has
to go. Especially the ladies in Canada.
Well, we don't know that. We know he loves the ladies in Canada. Mm-hmm.
They probably like
him. Back was turned to him.
That's true.
That's why he kept staring. He was waiting and waiting for them to make eye contact, and they never turned around. But no, I could see.
He's passing him a note like, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe.
One of those. Check yes or no, right?
Yeah.
George Strait, baby. Mm-hmm. We learned that yesterday.
One of those. Stiz not listening.
Stiz not listening.
That's okay.
One bit. He was scratching his head like a gorilla back there. Like,
Stiz, go back to sleep. It's okay. 617-779-7937. ESPN put out their top 100 MVP candidates. Most valuable players, 1 through 100 in the entire NFL. There is a Patriot on it. Who it is might surprise
Get
you.
Get out of here.